it's a strategical practice, a spiritual practice, in order to survive, you know, the world that we live in. On Wednesday, I'll also create a practice, tomorrow, create a practice about this. So, yeah, these are the seven principles of Bushido, which is part of this mix of Buddhism and Shintoism, and it's at the foundation of a martial art, that Bushido, the way of the samurai. We'll explore a little bit more of the book, but let's get back to music with DJ Shadow introducing. That's an old album, so anyway, I just got up on Bleep, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. Was it on Bleep? I can't remember. Introducing DJ Shadow.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Midnight.
All right, Midnight in a Perfect World, the good old DJ Shadow. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution. I'm not sampling and remixing like DJ Shadow. I'm just pushing his track and liking it. Listening to DJ Damaru, that's me, Evolution Revolution, that's the show. And subject is the spiritual warfare that's been going on for a few weeks now. And it's something I feel kind of a nice foundation for a lot of things I've been trying to do, really putting a practical application to yoga and meditation that is really effective to the world we live in now. And so this week I'm going back to a text called The Zen and Martial Art from Thaisen Deshimaru, a Zen Buddhist master who started the lineage of Zen in Montreal in France. And that's how I kind of started meditating with the Zen group. And the book, it's a very good book. It's very sweet. There's part of the book, there's question and answer. It's called Mondo. And then part of some of the ideas that pertain to both Zen and martial art. And he goes into Bushido's and all these Budo, the different martial arts, like the sword or I don't have all the word here, but so the stick, the sword, the judo, karate, and the kendo is a sword, and the one that I'm trying to say is the bow and arrow archery. Anyway, archery being one of the very profound connection between spirituality and martial art, because in archery, of course, you have the skill and you have to practice, but the calm of the mind has a direct influence on the practice of the skill. And Thaisen Deshimaru talks about how a martial artist, of course, needs to practice, you know, for their whole life. But at one point, you have to not focus so much on the body, but have this mental attitude toward your martial art. And I would say, you know, it's something of the same. So when you're practicing yoga and, you know, you're just doing yoga and stretching and all that, you know, you have to come to a point where the mind is a huge part of the focus of yoga. And same thing in meditation. If you don't listen to your body and you just go in a place where I remember this advertising for a meditation chair, and it was like, you know, let's get the body out of the equation of meditation. Use this super chair that's not going to bother your body. And I thought it was so wrong to be like, let's take the body out of the equation. And the focus has to be on the body and the mind at the same time. In his book, Thaisen Deshimaru has a chapter on the ki or the energy. And, you know, we all remember Street Fighter, where people, you know, gather energy and then push can't remember the name of the energy ball that comes out of Ken and Ryu. And sometime when we talk about martial art and ki, we're thinking about these energy attack, you know, coming out of our hands and things like that. And maybe it's real. I've never been able to make a energy ball coming out of my hands and attacking people around me. I think that'd be very cool. But this energy of ki or chi or prana is very important in martial art at one point in order to know how to focus the energy, how to sense the energy of the opponent when you're within the energy line of somebody. You can step into that and you can feel a difference when you're a little too close or a little out. And Dragon Ball as well has a lot of energy. energy shooting from martial art hands. But without going in these world of energy shooting from our hands, the energy within the body is super important to understand and develop as martial art. And in meditation, it becomes, at one point you start feeling that, feeling that energy within your body and soon outside of the body. So that's a foundational technique for spiritual warfare, is to know when you've been attacked or you've received energy from somebody that doesn't belong to you. And we do transfer energy all the time. When we're attracted to somebody, we'll send that hopefully not too gooey energy to somebody else. And then the person will feel this warmth when they're around you. I'm sure you felt it when you're attracted to somebody who's attracted to you, and you feel that pull that's very strong, sometimes from the stomach or from the chest and or other areas. But this kind of invisible vibration does affect our daily life. And when you're doing martial arts, you can feel when somebody's about to launch an attack, for example, but you can feel also, I've been almost mugged a few times in downtown Vancouver at night, or I don't know what would have happened to me, attacked or something. And I felt it, and I felt that vibration, and I kind of ran away. And I knew the sensation was something I've never felt before, and it was not coming from my mind. So I was able to be aware of that sensation in my body, call it chi, call it prana, call it intuition, you know, it doesn't matter what you call it, but it's that sensation that something is about to happen. A lot of people describe that too when they've been in a situation when they got attacked or something. They're like, oh, I kind of felt it coming. And by practicing the awareness of the body, the sensation that happens throughout the body, here Ingrix in the chat saying the using the body as an antenna, listening to that vibration becomes very important in martial art, but then it can be applied in spirituality. So when you're going about your day, you can be aware of what you're receiving physically. So the development of chi or ki or prana or energy is very important in martial art, but also in the spiritual and yogic life. One of the aspects of spiritual life often is very peaceful. It's very like, oh no, you shouldn't be angry, or you shouldn't be that. Just take it in and relax about it. It kind of taint the, I find the yoga and spirituality and meditation in this kind of peaceful act. But for me, it's an active act of self-respect and self-defense and attack if needed be. And it's not, an evil thing to use spirituality as a martial art. It's just a very logical thing. And I find that bringing these two together might sometimes sound, not ethical, like you can't use spirituality to attack people, but we have to defend ourselves. We have to create a comfortable environment for who we are, and how we create that is by sensing what's happening around us and reacting when things are negative or negative energy are pushed toward us. All right, that's the three quarter of a show signal on the chat there. This is show 171. That's pretty nice. 171 hours of me say, 172 hours of me saying crazy stuff on the radio. I hope you enjoy. Let's move in music with Katrina Barbieri, Terminal Clock, with her album The Spirit Exit. This was Catherine Barbieri with the song Terminal Clock, The Spirit Exit being the title of the album. You're listening to DJ Damaru Revolution, and I've been researching, writing, developing my own spiritual warfare, like studying different texts and different sources of what that can mean and how that can be used. By studying martial art in different tradition, from Tai Chi and Qigong to Kung Fu and Karate for the last few years, and boxing and Thai boxing when I was in Montreal. And yeah, I did a little bit jiu-jitsu, but I'd like to do more of that. And yeah, just jumping around over the years, for the last 30 years, and same thing in spiritual life as well, moving from different meditation traditions and ending up into this, most encompassing tradition of Tantra. So I find it quite exciting to research about spiritual warfare. And so this week I was looking into the Zen and Martial Art book by Tyson DeShemaru, and been kind of looking into different aspects of it. In one of the part of the book, toward the end, there's a question and answer about the points of energy into the body that you use in martial art. So when you're attacking an opponent, there are some points that are very strong that can be used for attack. So they're point of pressure in the body. But then it continue to talk about the how these are also used for healing. And one of the questions was like, is there some massage? Sorry, I'm translating as I'm reading. Is there some massage technique to be used to heal? Because they started with these idea that these points are for their attack vector for the body. But the question was like, well, can that be used for healing as well? And Tyson DeShemaru is like, of course, and it's very important, indispensable. It's very important that you give yourself a massage every day to make the energy move around in the body and that it doesn't get stuck somewhere. And he says that he should write a whole book about that, but that for now he's just going to show some of the points you should know about. And then there's a couple of graphic listing these points in the body that are used not only in martial art, but also in massage. And that's something to think about or to keep in mind about the spiritual warfare. Warfare is not only about attack, but it's also about defense and healing. So as I was going through my martial art training and reading and realizing that to become a more full-fledged martial artist, healing practices should be part of that. So this is something that I find sometimes lacking spiritual practices is your own healing practices. So it's good to sit down and meditate, of course, perfect, no problem there. It's good to reflect and write and heal all the emotional, turmoil and things like that. Super important to deal with your emotional intelligence, your emotional health. But the body is also very important and should be included in any spiritual practice, healing the body. And how do you heal the body? Through food, of course, through exercise, but also through self-massage. And For me, spiritual warfare, you know, if you were to create a plan of action, spiritual warfare 101, you would include a section there of self-healing. So what does it do to, massage yourself on a daily basis? Well, there's the idea of qi that I just talked about before the song, that the energy in the body called qi or prana needs to move around. And by using massage, you can help that energy. And that might be a little too esoteric for a lot of people, but you can also look into the idea of when something goes wrong into your body. If you have the chance to massage yourself on a daily basis, then you know how it progresses, you know when it starts, and you can keep an eye on that. I feel, well, in my case, I've always been a little kind of weird out. I'd rather not know if something is wrong, and I'd rather not pay attention to it and kind of hide myself to it. And that attitude, it hasn't been the greatest. So by taking the time to observe the body, and when something's wrong, to go to the doctor and being like, hey, that's been going on for 2 weeks now, and there's inflammation, redness, and this, and it started, exactly at that moment, because since I massage every part of my body on a daily basis, I know when things kind of flare up. So martial art as well as spiritual warfare, the quality of living will be quite improved by having some sort of healing mechanism within the practice. So, that's just very lightly going through the different parts of the Zen and martial art from Taisen Deshimaru, and pulling a few of these elements and really bringing the spirituality into martial art, but also thinking about bringing martial art into spirituality. The development of the spirit and the mind and the body of this, of the martial art can be applied directly into your spiritual practice, and vice versa. So next week, well, tomorrow I'll continue with a practice and music and some synthesizers and looping and guiding practice on spiritual warfare. So some practical application of what we talked about today. Hope you enjoy. Let's move with Kali Malone and the beautiful use of these instruments. I can't remember the name now, but they're like organs, but with oboes instead of metal reeds there. Kali Malone, Prison on My Watery Shore. You've been listening to DJ Maru, Evolution Revolution, every Tuesday, 1600 UTC, and there's going to be a guided meditation on Wednesday, 1500 UTC on Anon Radio. Stay around. Beautiful day of a lot of DJs today. I might be DJing into the open mic coming up for the next hour. And thanks again for listening.